We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, January 24th. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski telling reporters that she was offended by the suggestion that her party would be complicit in a cover-up should it vote against allowing more witness testimony in the Senate impeachment trial.
You don't hear it often, at least not aloud, but in Washington, people know the deal that if you lose a senator like Lisa Murkowski, especially if you're a Senate Democrat, well, you've got real problems. And in particular, in a circumstance where we're talking about a trial where one vote could mean the difference between more evidence and witnesses or not. And that is certainly the circumstance that we're dealing with in this particular instance. Let me tell you what really seems to have upset the senator from the great state of Alaska. She was upset and offended by House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler's assertion that GOP members voting against allowing new testimony and evidence would be engaged in a cover-up.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork reporting from the nation's capital. Well, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KNSS News the flu season has not yet peaked. She says it's too early to tell how effective this year's shot is.
It still provides some protection, and if someone gets the flu and gets the flu shot, it can make the illness less severe and a shorter duration.
Byrne says three influenza-related deaths have been reported in Kansas this year, none in Sedgwick County. Byrne commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The Trump administration is cracking down on birth tourism, the practice of intentionally giving birth while visiting the U.S., essentially making the newborn a U.S. citizen.
This new rule essentially flips the burden of proof from the State Department to say they suspect a case of birth tourism for a pregnant woman to be denied a visa. But now, would-be pregnant tourists can be denied visas if they can't convince the immigration officer they have another legitimate reason for visiting. There is no hard number on the number of pregnant women who come to America specifically to give birth, but the number is estimated in the tens of thousands. This rule change essentially tries to cut down on that number, but does nothing to change birthright citizenship.
That's Fox's Leland Vittert reporting. Abortion rights backers are trying to derail a proposed anti-abortion amendment to the Kansas Constitution. Abortion foes, marking Wednesday's anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision by advancing a couple of versions of the proposal out of committee in the Republican-controlled legislature. Top GOP lawmakers want to amend the state constitution to overturn a Kansas Supreme Court decision last year protecting abortion rights. Abortion rights lawmakers are pondering whether the measure will be objectionable enough to fail if it's left alone. Some want to rewrite that measure, but doing so could help it pass the legislature. A U.S. diplomat said yesterday joint anti-ISIS operations with Iraq are again on pause, this following that drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general.
Special envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, James Jeffrey, told reporters at the State Department that the U.S. has not seen an uptick in violence by ISIS and that representatives will meet with Iraqi officials to discuss
how we go forward on the fight against Daesh, what are the options in responding to the concerns of the Iraqi government. But again, the coalition is very, very much committed to this mission.
The Iraqi parliament, angered over the January 3rd strike on their soil, passed a non-binding resolution to oust U.S. troops. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
All-Star Weekend gets started today for the National Hockey League in the home of the reigning Stanley Cup champs.
The festivities get underway today at Enterprise Center, home of the St. Louis Blues, leading up to the NHL All-Star Game tomorrow night. The NHL will first announce their all-decade team for the league prior to the start of the annual skills competition this evening. There are the usual events of fastest skater, hardest shot, accuracy shooting, and save streak. But this year also brings the elite women's 3-on-3 competition, a game between some of the sport's top Canadian and American women's hockey players. Female hockey players are also going to be a part of the team target competition called Shooting Stars. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
7:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are cloudy across south central Kansas this morning, but we will likely see a break in the clouds with some sunshine this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high 39. Clear tonight, our low 25, and then partly cloudy on Saturday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, 32 degrees, wind chill of 20. We are on our way to a high today of 39. It's your weather forecast here on this Friday morning, 7:36 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The doomsday clock continues to tick. And let's get an update on what's going on with that from Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers this morning in New York. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
We always, you know, back in the 80s, it seemed like we always heard about the doomsday clock because of the threat of nuclear war and the superpowers going at each other. But I think the doomsday clock has kind of expanded its reach a little bit.
Oh, yeah. If we didn't, we don't just have that to worry about now.
Yeah.
The clock, what it does, if you're not familiar with the doomsday clock, is it is something that the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists updates us on every January, and they move the hands of the clock if they feel like they need to be moved either further away from midnight, which signals less of a threat, or closer to midnight, which signals more of a threat globally. And they look at nuclear weapons, who's got them, who's enriching uranium, who is threatening to use them, who is, you know, that kind of thing. They look at rising geopolitical tensions, how world leaders are dealing with each other, how things are going on a global scale like that. They also look at changes to the environment. They've added that about 10 years ago, where they actually monitor that as part of this. They also, this time, talk about, and last time, I believe, they talk about disinformation and how information warfare is making it difficult for people, for the public, to sort out what's true and what's false. Because, you know, that leads to a whole lot of other problems, especially on a global scale. So where they have put it this year, for the last 2 years, it's been at 2 minutes to midnight. They didn't move it in 2019 at all. They left it where they had put it in 2018, at 2 minutes to midnight. This time they moved it up. It is now 100 seconds to midnight. It's the closest it's ever been to midnight, by the way. The furthest it's ever been was back in 1991. It was 17 minutes to midnight, and that was right after the U.S. and the Soviet Union signed the first strategic arms reduction treaty. So it kind of gives you an idea of where we've been in the past and where we are now.
Yeah, kind of. That was the fall of communism, and a very interesting time in world history. But we couldn't capitalize on that momentum from 28 years ago, and we're not heading in the right direction as far as the doomsday clock goes.
As far as the doomsday clock goes, yeah, no. It seems to have gotten just closer and closer.
I know another thing we wanted to touch on today was the emotional support animals and a veritable zoo menagerie on planes, and they're trying to rein that in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm curious. Have you guys ever flown with, you know, like one of those emotional support animals that's not like a service dog wearing the little vest? Is it, if it's something more exotic than that?
I have not been in the presence of the more exotic part of this problem. Have you?
Yeah, I haven't. No, at least not that I know of. If anybody had brought on their emotional support guinea pig, I was not aware of it. I know I would never try to fly with ours, because that would just be like, a comedy movie waiting to happen. But a lot of people do, and they bring on, you know, untrained dogs or cats or exotic companions like pigs and snakes, and in one case a mini horse, and you know, different things. So now the U.S. Department of Transportation says that they're proposing that they make only specially trained dogs qualify as service animals for airline purposes. You know, they're the only ones that would be allowed to fly in the cabin for no charge. Now, you know, part of this is, you know, the industry saying, okay, this is a good thing. It's safer for our flight attendants and it's, you know, better for the customers. The other part of this is they want to, you know, be able to charge a fee for the animals that you do bring on board if you are allowed to.
Who has the final say on that? The FAA? Is that?
I think it's the Department of Transportation. Because,
oh, okay.
But they do have a public comment period that's going to be for like 60 days. So people who, you know, really want to bring their emotional support pheasant, they can go make their case.
What's the big story in New York City today? What's going on there?
You know, that's a good question.
Well, it's Friday. Just getting ready for the weekend? Is that all it is?
Probably so. Probably just, you know, especially if anybody's been keeping up with all the stuff making headlines this week, everybody's probably just exhausted and ready to sleep. I don't know.
Right. That's good enough. Tanya, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That is Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers live in New York City with us this morning here on Steve and Ted. 7:41 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS as we continue to make our way towards the weekend and some pretty nice weather on the way as well. We will tell you about an annual event in Philadelphia, and they're already getting warning from officials. Don't act up. KNSS News Time is 7:41.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.